translate.
Oh, sorry. Computer is as old as I am.
在我讲到之前，有一件非常重要的宣布。
Before I start my sermon, there's an important announcement I need to make.
首先呢，我说这个昨天晚上的这个节目实在是精彩。
First of all, the events yesterday were truly incredible.
我没想到我们黄锦龙弟兄居然那么漂亮。
I didn't know our brother Huang is so pretty.
昨天晚上来的大概都同意我哈，这实在是精彩。
Everyone who came yesterday probably agrees that it was an incredible program.
我的做的这个宣告是有关我自己的。
The announcement I need to make is about myself.
诸位知道我们教会有两位长老。
Everyone knows that we have two elders here.
以后呢就只有一位。
Soon there will only be one.
因为我这个长老呢要变成叫做不活跃的长老，说 inactive 长老。
Because I need to become an inactive elder.
原因是因为我年纪大了。
Because my age is getting up to me, catching up with me.
我现在已经72岁，马上要73了。
I'm now 72, about to turn 73.
我发现这一个冬天特别难过。
I found that this winter was particularly difficult for me.
我手脚都是冰凉的。
My hands and my feet were always cold.
而且我现在发现晚上开车是越来越对我来讲是越来越困难。
And I'm finding it harder and harder to drive at night.
而且我发现我们教会70岁以上的这些弟兄姐妹晚上都不出来的。
I'm discovering that the brothers and sisters who are over 70 don't come out at night anymore.
我前一阵子基本上忘记了自己的年龄。
Previously, I was unaware of my age.
我想弟兄姐妹们也没想到我已经过70岁了。
I think many of the brothers and sisters did not realize that I had already passed 70.
但是上帝终于最后是提醒我，我的确是老了。
But eventually, God reminded me that I am old.
我作为一个长老
，As an elder,
我要参加我们的长执会。
I have to attend our elder meetings.
有一次参加长执会的时候，我坐在沙发上面就睡着了。
There was one time I was sitting on the sofa during an elder meeting and fell asleep.
一直等到最后要结束的时候，我才醒来。
It wasn't until we were closing that I woke up again.
我们执事会的主席王弟兄就说请我们的长老做结束祷告。
It wasn't until Chairman Wang said, let the elder say the closing prayer.
我刚刚醒过来。
I had just woken up.
我以为要做谢饭祷告。
I thought I needed to pray and give thanks for the food.
差一点就祷告错了。
I almost gave a very inaccurate prayer.
就是在那个时候我决定我应该辞职了。
At that moment I decided I was going to retire.
所以我就请问我们另外一位长老。
So I'd like to ask our other elder.
长老可不可以辞职了?
Can elders retire? Can elders quit?
他说不可以。
Said no.
他说可以变成叫做 inactive 长老。
But they can become inactive.
我说不管怎么样，什么名称，我说我就是变成一个 inactive 好了。
Says okay, I don't care about semantics, I'll just become inactive.
所以感谢主，靠着主的恩典，在这个教会里面服侍了这么多年。
So praise God, I've been able to serve the Lord so many years here.
我以后还是一样讲道。
I will still preach.
可能还会讲得更多。
In fact, I might preach a little more often.
但是我就不参加那个让我睡觉的执事会。
But I won't attend the very soporific deacons meetings.
其他的事还靠得住的恩典继续服侍。
The rest I will try to continue to serve by God's grace.
好的，我们回到今天的讲道。
So let us return to our sermon today.
我已经很久没有在合堂聚会的时候讲道了。
It's been a long time since I've preached a combined service.
我记得以前合堂聚会我讲道的时候，我是用英文讲的。
I remember last time I spoke in English.
我想这个英文堂的弟兄姐妹都在受苦。
I'm pretty sure everyone in the English congregation was suffering.
那么我这次呢，非常感谢主，我们 Keith 弟兄来帮我翻译。
Thank God for Brother Keith who is now translating.
他翻得非常好。
And translating so well.
You can see there's a difference between you and that guy.
我和对面的人有区别。
那么我们今天要讲的题目是与你的神同行。
Today our topic is Walk with Thy God.
我们今年的教会的主题就是与你的神同行。
Our theme for this year for the church is to walk with your God.
我们知道这个是从这个弥迦书第六章第八节来的。
Now we know that this is from Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
我上一回在中文堂讲到的时候是讲到的 行公义，好怜悯。
Last time I spoke, I talked about do justice and love mercy.
所以你看到这个六章八节的下半部这一句话的时候
，When you look at the second half of Micah chapter 6 verse 8,
有三个动词。
There are three verbs.
这三个动词所带来的信息都是神要我们做的事。
Now the message of those three verbs is all what God wants us to do.
第一个动词是行。
The first is to do.
就是行公义。
Is to do justice.
第二个动词是好。
The second verb is to love.
好怜悯。
To love kindness.
第三个动词就是行。
And the third verb is to walk.
就是与你的神同行。
To walk with your God.
但是在这个动词的修饰上面有一个我们中文叫做存谦卑的心。
But there's an adverb or a modifier on that verb which says to walk in with a humble heart.
但是在原文里面就只有一个字，就是谦卑。
But in the original language, it is just humbly.
就是来形容你怎么样子来跟神的同行。
Describing how you should walk.
就只有一个字，就是谦卑啊。
All it says is humble.
那么我们今天还有一节经文我们要讲的。
Now there's another verse we need to speak about today.
是在新约圣经的。
And it's in the New Testament.
若有人要来跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
这是跟神同行有关的。
Now this also has to do with how we follow God.
好，我们首先发现，这个创造天地万物的神，居然也邀请我们与他同行。
And here we find out that the creator of the heavens and earth is actually asking us to walk with him.
我觉得这真是一件不能想象的事情。
This is incredible. Almost unthinkable.
神是那么的伟大。
God is so great and so glorious.
我们人这么微小。
We people are so small, so insignificant.
他居然愿意跟我们同行。
And yet he is willing to walk with us.
我就想起来，我儿子刚刚要学走路的时候。
It makes me think of when my son had just learned how to walk.
那么我就带着他要走路。
And I would hold his hand as he walked.
因为他走路很慢。
Because he walked very slowly.
摇摇摆摆。
Unstably.
所以我呢也要放慢我的脚步。
So I also had to slow down how fast I was walking.
而且我要把我的注意力要摆在他身上。
And I also had to put all of my attention on my son.
所以要我做爸爸的要跟我的儿子同行。
So if I as a father have to walk with my young son.
我必须要牺牲很多。
I really have to give up a lot.
我不能够照我正常的脚步去走。
I can't walk using my normal pace.
我也不能够说是一面走一面看风景。
I can't walk and look around at the scenery.
我要放慢脚步，要把我所有的注意力再摆在我的儿子身上。
I have to walk more slowly and put all of my focus on my son.
我为什么愿意这样做？
Why am I willing to do this?
因为他是我的儿子。
Because he's my son.
我爱他。
I love him.
所以我们只到了一个结论。
So here I can reach a conclusion.
这么伟大的神。
Such a truly glorious God.
因为爱我们。
Because he loves us.
愿意与我们同行。
He is willing to walk with us because he loves us.
所以这是第一件事情。
So this is the first point.
那么马上跟这个有关系的就出来一个问题。
Now immediately there is a related question that comes to mind.
上帝是不是吃饱饭没事干的造几个人呢？
So is it that once God has eaten and he's full and he doesn't have much to do, then he decided to make man?
当然不是。
Certainly not.
刚才我们这个开场白已经告诉我们神爱我们。
The start of our sermon already showed us that God loves us.
所以他愿意跟我们同行。
Therefore he's willing to walk with us.
也因为神就是爱。
And because God is love.
所以才造了人。
That is why he made mankind.
爱要有一个对象。
Love must have an object.
没有对象的话，我们这个爱是爱空气。
Without an object, we're loving the air.
神因为充满了爱。
Because God is full of love.
神就要有一个爱的对象，把他的爱倾倒在这个对象身上。
He must therefore have an object for his love, someone or something that he can love.
所以他造了人。
So he created man.
这件事情呢，我们可以了解，怎么换一个角度来了解。
Now we can approach this from another angle.
我以前在匹兹堡的教会。
When I was up in Pittsburgh.
有一对夫妇，就是我们的弟兄夫妇。
There was a couple there.
他们 到了四十多岁了。
When they were already in their 40s,
他们一直没有孩子。
They still had no children.
所以最后呢，他们试了很多很多的方法，还是没有孩子。
So they tried a lot of different techniques, but still were not able to have a child.
他们就决定去领养一个。
So they decided to adopt.
然后那个领养的孩子很小啊。
So the child they adopted was still very, very small, very young.
要给他换尿布，要这个做那个，然后这个事情多得不得了。
And so you had to change their diapers, you had to take care of it. There's so much stuff they had to do for this kid.
这个我这位弟兄他跟我说，他说哎呀，四十多岁了以后还要在地上爬，当马一样让他的孩子 在他的身上骑啊。
So the brother was explaining to me, man, I'm already 40 and I have to crawl around like a horse on the floor so that my son can ride on top of me.
他说实在是不容易啊。
Man, this is not easy.
我说你自己决定要这样做的吗
？I was like, hey, you were the one who chose to adopt him.
我们就知道，我们因为有神的属性
，so we know that because we have the nature of God,
我们也一样需要要爱一个人。
So with the image of God comes the need to love others.
所以我们也需要有一个爱的对象。
So we must also have an object for our love.
对我们这位弟兄姐妹这个夫妇来讲，他领养一个孩子。
So for the couple I was speaking of, they adopted a child.
所以他能够把他的爱倾倒在这个小孩子身上。
So they were then able to love that child and display their love, to that child.
后来这位夫妇他们又领养了第二个。
So then this couple adopted a second child.
真是感谢主，在他们家充满了爱。
Praise the Lord, their home was full of love.
在神的大家庭一样的。
In the family of God, it is the same.
上帝爱我们。
God loves us.
上帝居然造了我们。
And therefore he created us.
所以圣经上面说我们是照着神的形象所造的。
And so it says that we are made in the image of God.
并不是说上帝就有两个眼睛一个鼻子一个嘴巴。
Now that doesn't mean that God has two eyes and a mouth and a nose.
乃是说我们有神的性情。
But rather that we have some aspect of this, the spirit of God.
我们神就是爱，我们呢也能够由爱去回爱神。
God is love, and so we are also able to use love to respond to God.
我们神对我们的爱
，Now the love of God for us，
跟我对我的小儿子的爱有点不一样。
Is a little different from the love that I have for my son.
我的儿子他要学走路的时候
，When my son is learning how to walk，
他歪歪倒倒的这样往前走
，He's stumbling back and forth as he tries to walk forward.
我在他旁边。仔细的看，不要他摔跤。
I walk right behind him, very carefully preventing him.
他后来学脚踏车也是一样。
Later when he's learning to bike, it's the same thing.
他骑着脚踏车歪歪倒倒的，我在旁边拼命追啊追啊追啊。对。
When he's riding and weaving back and forth, and I'm running after him as hard as I can.
都是因为爱他。
It's all because I love him.
但是神与我们同行。
But when God is walking with us,
神希望我们留心我们的神怎么样走。我们跟着他走。
He hopes that we can see how our God walks and learn to walk with our Lord.
那个小 baby 在学走路的时候
，When the baby is learning how to walk，
他没有留心他的爸爸怎么样子在那里走。
He's not paying any attention to how his father is walking，
因为他太小了。
Because he's too small，
所以他就自己走。
So he just walks as best as he can，
只能够这个当爸爸的跟着他走。
All you can do as a father is follow after，
这个跟我们与神同行不大一样。
Now this is very different from how we should walk with our Lord.
神邀请我们与他同行。
God requests that we walk with him.
神有一个条件哦。
But God has a condition.
这个条件，唯一的条件。
Now the only condition.
存谦卑的心。
The only condition is that you maintain a heart of humility.
我心想，这个我们基督徒的这些这个属灵的条件很多啊。
Now when I think about the spiritual resources we have as Christians, there are many.
要跟我们的神同行，居然只要具备一个条件。
How is it that there is only one requirement for us to be able to walk with God?
假如我来写圣经的话，我一定写，你要一定要对神有很大的信心哦。
Now, if I were going to write the Bible, I would say, "Hey, you need to have a great deal of faith in God in order to walk with Him."
感谢主，圣经不是我写的。
Thank God I didn't write the Bible.
神感动先知弥迦所写的。
So God inspired the prophet Micah to write.
神对我们要跟他同行的唯一的条件居然是谦卑。
And to write that there is only one requirement for us to be able to walk with God.
我觉得有点奇怪。
I think this is strange.
但是想想的话，其实不然。
But as I think about it, it makes sense.
好，我们就要来看看为什么神对我们的要求是要谦卑。
So why is it that God's requirement for us is that we are humble?
首先呢，我们发现只有谦卑的人，神才拯救他。
Then we find out that only those who are humble are saved.
在这个约伯记里面说，谦卑的人神必然拯救。
In Job chapter 22, it says, "And the humble person, he, God, will save."
并不是说是一个不谦卑的人就没有办法被神拯救。
Now this doesn't mean that if someone is not humble, there's no way for them to be saved.
我发现神的救恩是给每一个人的。
I've discovered that the salvation of God can be applied to everyone.
不管你谦卑不谦卑。
Regardless of whether you are humble.
救恩都已经给你了。
The opportunity of salvation has already been given to you.
困难是，如果一个人不谦卑的话，他连神都看不见。
The difficulty is, if a person is not humble, they are not even able to see God.
不要说来接受这个救恩了。
Much less accept his offer of salvation.
所以骄傲的人看不见神。
So the proud are unable to see God.
然后在以赛亚书里面又有一句话。
And then in the book of Isaiah, there is a sentence.
以赛亚是神的仆人。
Now Isaiah was the servant of the Lord.
他带着神的信息。
And he brought the messages of the Lord.
他却这样说。
And this is what he said.
因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人。
Because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted or humble.
所以在这里说，谦卑的人就有好信息临到他。
So this means that those that are humble or afflicted, they are the ones that will be able to receive good news.
我就是一个非常骄傲的人。
I'm a very proud person.
我每次讲谦卑的信息啊，心里面都是战战兢兢的。
Every time I speak about humility, my heart is always very nervous and uncertain.
我在慕道的时候
when I was with seekers,
我不大喜欢慕道这两个字啊。
I don't really like the term
seekers.
我
跟这个教会里面的这些这个就是这个老基督徒说，我说你们为什么要把我们这些不是基督徒人叫慕道友？
I would speak with those who were saved in the church and be like, hey, why are you calling us people who are not Christians seeker friends?
我说我到教会来不是来慕道的。
I'm not coming here to learn about your religion.
我到这里来是陪我的太太陪我的孩子来的。
I'm coming here to keep company with my wife and children.
你看到吧，我讲这个话的时候，你看到里面那个骄傲的心啊。
From these words, you can probably see how proud I was at the time.
因为慕道，这个慕这个字，就是一个谦卑的意思嘛。
Because the idea of learning is
seeking,
seeking,
seeking, because you're humbly, you want to learn, right?
Yeah, wanting to learn requires humility. 慕道 means seeking friend.Something like that.
Seeking truth, seeking truth. Yeah, yeah. 所以你可以看得出来，我问这个话就代表我心里面有很多的骄傲。
So asking this question revealed a lot of pride in my own heart.
当时我看到这个这些这个教会里面的这些基督徒的朋友们。
When I saw all these friends of Christians in the church.
哎，他们的确是相当的和蔼可亲。
I realized that they really were very kind and very friendly. Very
但他们相信一本书叫做圣经。
They believed in this book called the Bible.
我还记得我那时候跟我太太讲。
I remember speaking with my wife at that time.
我说你这个教会里面朋友什么都好。
Man, your friends from the church are all good.
就这里有点问题。
But there's just one problem with this Bible.
还相信这个东西。
Why do you believe in this?
这是什么时代了？
What time period is this thing from?
这个是过去的事情。
This is from the past.
可见我实在是骄傲。
From this you can see that I really was proud at the time.
但是神却很有个很奇妙的方法。
But God used a really miraculous technique.
当我想到我最不相信神这本圣经里面讲的东西的时候，就是那个创造。
At the time, I felt that what I most did not believe in was the account of creation.
当我仔细去读一下创世纪第一章的时候，
When I carefully read Genesis chapter 1,
我发现这里面所描述的这些情况，
I realized that what was described in that account.
跟我们所认知的现在知道的这个地球的历史非常非常吻合。
That it really did align well with what we knew from science of the history of the world.
好比如说圣经上面说说是这个地球最早的时候是都被水覆盖的
yeah,
没有陆地。
In the first few verses of Genesis, it says that the earth was covered with water, that there was no land.
今天地质学家告诉我们就是这个事儿。他说以前都是水啊。
And now geology tells us that, at the very beginning, the entire world was covered in water.
陆地是以后的事情。
That, land and continents came about later.
圣经上面说先出来的生物是植物，后来才有动物的。
The Bible says that God first created plants and later created animals.
圣经上就是这样写的。
These things are all written in the scriptures.
而且圣经上面说是先有鱼后有鸟。
没有同样的一天下吧。
The
Bible says that there are first birds and then fish.
啊，我看了一下。
No, first fish and then birds.
First fish and then birds.
First fish and then birds.
果然跟我们今天的化石的证据是完全一样的。
That's the same as what we see in the fossil record.
我知道这些事情以后，我想，哇哦，我说写这个圣经的摩西这么厉害啊。
Wow, how was Moses so incredible?
这个是近代的科学才知道的事情。
These are things that we just discovered in science recently.
居然在3600年前的那本书就这样写。
And after all, in a book 3600 years ago is already written.
开始心里面对这本书才有一点尊敬了。
And from here, I began to have some respect for the Bible.
难道这本书里面写的那些东西我不懂的，问题是在我吗？
Could it be possible that what I don't understand in the Bible was, the problem was with me?
问题不是在这本书吗？问题居然是在我吗？
Could it be that the problem is not actually in the Bible, but in me?
很奇妙，人一谦卑下来啊，很快的就被圣灵感动了。
As soon as I became humble, then, I was able to be moved by the Holy Spirit.
开始那个牧师不管讲什么信息啊。
At the beginning, regardless of what the preacher was preaching,
我都要感动的流眼泪。
I would always be so moved, I would be crying.
我心里面就开始非常的慌张了。
And so my heart began to be very scared, very nervous.
糟糕了，变成基督徒了。
Oh no, am I going to become a Christian?
因为我以前最反对这个的。
Because I always was very much opposed to Christianity.
福音有没有传给我？早就传给我了。
Was the gospel shared with me? Yeah,
我小的时候就已经知道福音。
I mean, I had heard the gospel from when I was very young.
但是因为骄傲的关系。
But because of my pride.
看不见神。
I was unable to see God.
但是等到一谦卑下来的时候。
But as soon as I became humble.
救恩就临到我了。
Salvation was able to come to me.
所以我就得到一个结论，很多听到福音很久还不愿意相信主的人。
So many of those who have heard the gospel for a long time and are unwilling to be saved.
归根结底。
The real issue, the root of the problem.
还是因为骄傲的关系。
Is actually pride.
基督徒一样哦。
Christians are the same.
信主多年灵命没有长进的。
They've been Christians for many years, but they have not had spiritual growth.
你仔细分析一下原因。
Look closely at what the reason is.
骄傲。
It's usually pride.
认为自己能够掌管我的人生。
They feel that they themselves can control their lives.
认为我自己有我自己的先后次序。
That they have their own plan for their lives.
你忘记你只不过是一个渺小的人类啊。
They've forgotten that they are but a small human being.
那个造天地万物的上帝告诉你。
The creator of the heavens and earth has told you.
你需要谦卑。
That you need to be humble.
只要你谦卑下来，神早就在那里等你，让你跟他同行。
As soon as you come to God in humility, you realize that God has always been waiting there, ready to walk with you.
所以谦卑实在是重要。
So humility really is important.
然后呢，神听谦卑人的祷告。
Then when God hears the prayer of the humble.
诗篇第十篇十七章十七节这么说。
Psalms chapter 10 verse 17 says as follows.
耶和华啊，谦卑的人的心愿你早已知道，原文作听见啊，你早已听见。他必预备，你必预备他们的心，也必侧耳听他们的祈求。
O Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear.
我这节经文我非常感动。
This verse really brings really moves me.
我们这些祷告的人
Those of us who pray,
常常不知道上帝听我们有没有听见我们的祷告。
We often don't know if God has really heard our prayer.
昨天不是有个节目吗？
Yesterday, was there not a show, a play?
我们英文堂的弟兄姐妹做的小品啊。
The brothers and sisters of our English congregation did a skit.
教导我们怎么样是错误的祷告。
Teaching us what are the wrong ways to pray.
我觉得非常的好。
I feel it was really good.
我看他们在表演的时候。
As I watched them.
我就说，哎，这不就是我以前的祷告吗？就这个样子啊。
I was like, wait, didn't I used to pray like that?
为什么会那样子祷告？
Why would I pray that way?
因为看重自己比看重上帝多。
Because I am more concerned with myself than with God.
一个真正谦卑的人。
Those who are truly humble.
心里面尊主为大。
Will respect the Lord as great.
不管你心里面想要的什么东西跟神讲的。
Regardless of what you want, you will speak with God about it.
最重要的一句话是愿主的旨意成全。
The most important phrase in prayer is, Lord, may your will be done.
所以一个谦卑的人，他祷告虽然没有看到神马上应允他，但你放心，他已经听见了。
So a humble person, despite not being able to immediately see God's answer to their prayer, will be able to have confidence that God has heard them.
但是一个骄傲的人，
But a proud person,
那神真的是不见得听你的祷告。
And God may not actually hear what they say.
好，所以骄傲的人恐怕骄傲到一个程度，他也不会祷告。
So a proud person may in fact become so prideful that they do not pray at all.
因为他所有的事情都担在自己身上吗？他了不起吗？
Because they believe they are incredible, and so they take all of the responsibility on themselves.
就算是一个基督徒，他如果真是一个骄傲的人的话，他也不会常常祷告的。
So even a Christian, if he's a really proud person, he's not going to be frequently in prayer.
下一件事情，我们也看到虚心。
So next, we also need to look at humility of heart.
这个马太福音里面登山宝训里面讲到八福。
So in Matthew chapter 5, it speaks of the eight blessings in the Sermon on the Mount.
说虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And it says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
这个虚心，我们中文翻成虚心了，但英文说是 poor in spirit.
Now what is translatedHumble in heart in Chinese is translated poor in spirit in English.
意思说在灵里面贫穷的。
Which means that their spirit is poor.
我们灵里面怎么会贫穷呢？
Now how would our spirit be poor?
我们不是都是过五关斩六将到美国来的吗？
Aren't we all really impressive and we're able to make it to America?
我们不是都是蛮有办法的吗？
Aren't we all very capable people?
我们不是都是硕士博士吗？
Aren't we all masters and PhD?
我们怎么会贫穷呢？
How could we be poor?
我们如果贫穷，真贫穷，只是口袋里贫穷而已啊。
If we're really poor, it's only because of our wallets.
我们里面不贫穷的。
I mean, inside we're brilliant. We're not poor at all.
但是上帝的眼睛一看，你们这些人呢，都是穷得不得了的。
But in the eyes of God, he sees all of us as very poor.
特别是一个虚心的人。
Especially those who are poor in spirit.
看到神的荣美
，When we see the glory of God，
看到神的伟大
，When we see the greatness of God，
一比之下，我们里面的确是贫穷啊。
As soon as we compare that with what we have， we realize that we truly are poor。
我们需要神的供应
，We need God's help。
神怎么供应我们
？How does God support us？ How does God supply？
第一件事情就是需要勤读神的话语。
Well， first of all， we have to look at His word。
从神的话语当中，更多的认识神。
From within God's word, we can develop a greater understanding of God.
我还记得我那个时候终于放下自己的骄傲，来到神的面前。
I remember when I finally set aside my pride and came before the Lord.
信主以后，对神的话语非常的渴慕。
As a new believer, I was very much desirous to know more of the word of God.
我发现我真的才变成一个叫做慕道友啊。
I realized that this was when I finally was becoming one who was truly seeking.
我变成慕道友是已经受洗了以后。
I didn't become a seeking friend until after I was baptized.
在受洗以前，我真的不是一个慕道友。
Prior to baptism, I really wasn't a seeker.
等到我发现我灵里贫穷的时候，
It wasn't until I realized that I was poor in spirit.
等到我发现这本神的书、神的话语这么丰富的时候，
It wasn't until I realized the riches of the Word of God.
我就来不及的去读神的话语。
When I was desperately quickly reading the Word of God.
不但读圣经，
Not only was I reading.
所有看到的一些属灵的书籍
，All of the spiritual books I could find，
好比说，我就发现一本叫做《系统神学》
I found something called systematic theology.
因为那个时候我在想啊，是不是要不当教授的，去到神学院去念书去算了。
So at the time I was thinking, should I give up my position as a professor and go study in a seminary?
喜林知道我曾经这个非常认真的考虑是不是要当传道人，就是全职传道人。
My wife knows that at that time I was very seriously considering whether or not I should go into full-time ministry.
后来没有变成全职传道人。
Afterwards, I decided against it.
有一个原因就是喜林不愿意当师母。
One of the main reasons was my wife was not willing.
不过她现在就是扮演师母的角色哈。
And now she's become a pastor's wife anyway.
感谢主，我邻里贫穷。
Thank God that my spirit was poor.
都是神的恩典。
It was all from the grace of God.
然后还有一个办法让邻里面富足。
There's another way though to have riches in your spirit.
愿意被圣灵充满。
If you're willing to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我以前以为圣灵充满啊，就是要地上面打滚啊，然后口吐白沫啊，什么等等的。
I used to think being filled with the Holy Spirit meant falling on the floor and foaming at the mouth.
因为呢，灵恩派的弟兄姐妹们，他们讲究这样的圣灵充满。
Because the more charismatic brothers and sisters spoke of being filled with the Holy Spirit in that fashion.
人家为你祷告的时候，一推你，哇，就往后一倒。
People would pray for you and then shove you in the head and knock you over backwards.
然后我再发现。我觉得那个是很肤浅的被圣灵充满。
It wasn't until later that I realized, wait, that is a very shallow filling of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的工作当然有这种在外面的非常奇妙的轰轰烈烈的医病赶鬼，这都可能的。
So it is true that the work of the Holy Spirit includes that which is outward, the healings and so on.
但圣灵的工作更多的是内在的。
But most of the work of the Holy Spirit is on the inside.
在你里面潜移默化。
It's quietly changing you from the inside.
改变你的生命。
Changing your life.
在你的生命的每一个角落上面，你都发现神的同在。
In every aspect of your life, you begin to see the presence of the Lord.
感谢主，这个是只有在灵里面感觉到你贫穷的时候，你才会需要的事情。
Praise God, you will only realize your need for this kind of filling once you realize that you are poor in spirit.
下一步呢，就是我发现在教会里面有许多人愿意服侍。
And I soon realized that there are many in the church who are willing to serve.
我感谢主啊，我们这个教会里面就很多人，很多的弟兄姐妹愿意服侍。
Praise God, I've realized that there are many in the church who are willing to serve.
但是我也发现，因为北美的教会是精英教会啊，所以有很多同工们在服侍当中起了冲突。
But I've also realized that in these North American churches, it is very common for there to be conflicts between co-workers.
在北美的教会，华人教会当中，要当牧者是特别的困难。
To be a pastor of a Chinese American church in North America is extremely difficult.
我有的时候会在营会的时候会碰到一些还在神学院里面进修的这些已经奉献的在神学院进修里面的年轻的弟兄们。
Sometimes I will meet younger brothers who are already willing to move into ministry who are in seminary.
他就问我啊，他长老啊，你服侍的这个主这么多年呐、啊，请问我们要服侍主最重要的是什么？
And they will come and say to me, hey, you've served the Lord for so many years. What is the most important aspect of serving God?
我就跟他说要谦卑哦。
I will say the most important thing is that you are humble.
他一听谦卑啊，不是要信心更大。
Be like humility, not that you need greater faith.
我说对，要谦卑。
I'll say yes.
我说北美的教会啊，弟兄姐妹们很不谦卑。
I'll say the brothers and sisters of North American churches are very proud.
都很了不起吗?
They're all very amazing people.
我们这个教会好像没有这么多哈。这个我知道在纽约附近的教会啊，好多的教会里面很多都是公司的副总啊。
It seems like the people here are not as impressive, not as many CEOs, but back in New York, everyone was a CEO, it seemed.
都是在这个职场上面非常成功的人啊。
They were always very successful in their career.
也有很多很有钱的。
And they were very, very rich.
这些人要谦卑很难哦。
For these people to be humble is very difficult.
而且这些人来在教会里面当同工的时候，
And when they become co-workers in the church,
他就用他在职场上面管理的方法来管理教会了。
They will use their management styles from the business world to try to manage the church.
Wow, 就出了很多的问题。
And this will lead to many, many problems.
这个全教会里面同工们当中最没有出息的一个人是谁啊？就是那个牧师吗？
And then in the church, the person with the least impressive career is the pastor.
所以在这样的教会当 牧师是很困难的事情。
So to be a pastor in this kind of a church is extremely difficult.
圣经的教导告诉我们说，服侍主，凡事谦卑，眼中流泪。
The word of God tells us that to serve the Lord, you need to be constantly humble and always crying.
这句话是保罗说的。
Paul says in Acts that he served the Lord with all humility and with tears.
你知道保罗在犹太人当中是当时的那种哈佛大学毕业的人啊。
So Paul, amongst the Jews, was like one today who graduated from Harvard.
他的学历是不能够再好了。
His education could not have been any better.
他的背景以及他后来服侍的，那都是就是犹太人当中的佼佼者。
His background and his early internships were all the very best that the Jews had to offer.
他后来信了耶稣。
But afterwards he became a Christian.
他变成一个非常谦卑的人。
And he became someone who was really very humble.
什么事情最苦的，甚至要送命的这种事情，都是他的。
So the most difficult tasks and even those with dangers of death were all things that he was willing to do.
所以他特别勉励以弗所的教会的这些长老们。
So he particularly encouraged the elders in the church of Ephesus.
这个使徒行传第二十章非常的宝贝。
The 20th chapter of Acts is truly very precious.
我知道除了教牧书信以外。
So I know that aside from the letters to the churches.
这个在神学院里面要学怎么样子在牧会在教会的管理。这个使徒行传第二十章非常重要。
In seminary, when learning how to go about leading a church,The 20th chapter of Acts is very, very important.
因为保罗把他自己的经验分享给这些教会的领袖。
Because Paul is here sharing his own experience with the leaders of the church there.
而且保罗知道他是要往耶路撒冷去，去了以后在耶路撒冷，他预知他要被抓起来，以后就变成一个阶下囚。
And so Paul knows that he's going to Jerusalem, and he knows that once he arrives at Jerusalem, he's going to be taken and arrested and treated as a criminal.
这是很可能最后一次他向以弗所的这些教会的领袖说话了。
He knows that this is almost certainly the last time he will actually see the church in Ephesus.
会不会因为这样子的原因会被人杀掉为主殉道？是很可能的。
He knew that moving forward, he would almost certainly be martyred.
以弗所的教会的这些长老们，这些侍奉的这些同工们，像他的儿子一样。
The elders and co-workers at the church of Ephesus were like his children.
他好像是向他儿子们交代后事一样。
It was like he was sharing with his sons what was going to happen.
语重心长。
And so it was an extremely difficult time.
他说，凡事谦卑，眼中流泪。
And so he said he was always serving with humility and with tears.
各位弟兄姐妹们，我们要在教会里面服侍的时候，我们很重要的是要谦卑。
A very important part of our service in the church is humility.
保罗在腓立比书上面也勉励我们。
In the book of Philippians, Paul also encourages us.
只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
It says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves.
我刚信主的时候，没有学到谦卑的功课。
When I was first saved, I had not yet learned the lesson of humility.
我看了这些圣经。
When I looked at these verses in the Bible,
我再想想我教会里面那些同工们。
I thought about the different co-workers in the church.
我怎么看也看不出他比我强。
I couldn't think of any ways that they were stronger than me.
我怎么看总觉得我比他们强。
No matter how I looked at it, it seemed like I was better than them.
实在是，这些圣经怎么搞呢？怎么了解呢？
So how would I understand these passages of scripture?
有一天我祷告的时候
So one day as I was praying,
我忽然间想到
I suddenly thought,
上帝要我们看的不是这个人啊。
What God wants us to see is not the other person.
你如果看这个人他的确不比你强。
If you actually look at the other person's skills, all right, they're not necessarily any better than you.
但你不要忘记啊，是什么人把这个不比你强的人摆在了教会里面。
But you have to remember who it is who brought this not as strong as you person into your church.
我忽然间看见上帝要我们看的不是这个人，而是他背后的上帝。
I suddenly realized that what God wants us to see is not the person but the God standing behind them.
是上帝暗立的，上帝高立的这么一个同工。
And realizing that it is God who anointed, God who commissioned this co-worker.
你看他不比你强，但是看他后面的那个上帝绝对比你强。
So while you might not see them as being as skilled or as talented as you, the God who has commissioned them is definitely stronger than you.
当我看到这件事情以后
，When I realized this，
我真的是感谢上帝。
I did thank God。
至于同工们之间的这个相处啊，这个因为不谦卑的关系产生摩擦。
Interactions between coworkers lead to conflicts because of lack of humility。
我就知道有一个传道人。
I know that there was a missionary。
有一次我听他在讲话。
One time I was hearing him, listening to him speak。
别人说某某某某弟兄啊，非常好啊，什么等等等等。
And they were saying, oh, this brother is so amazing, so incredible。
他听到了。
And as soon as he heard it。
那个人说这个人啊在学校的时候每天都考第一名。
He said, oh, this person, every time he took a test, he was always the best.
我在旁边听到这个传道人说他运气好没有跟我同班。
And the missionary said, oh, thank God I was not in the same class as them.
听懂了吗？没听懂啊。如果这个人跟他同班的话第一名就不是他是这个人了。
What he meant was, if I was in the same class as this person, I would no longer have been number one.
哎呀，我听了以后马上为这个传道人祷告。
And I immediately started to pray for this missionary.
因为这位传道人如果用这样的骄傲的心态服侍的话，他是没有办法的。
A missionary who was that proud would definitely not be effective in ministry.
所以传道人必备的品质绝对是谦卑。
So the character trait that anyone in missions must have is humility.
不是在人的面前，在人的面前谦卑，乃是看见这个人后面的耶稣啊。
And it's not humility before man, but humility in the presence of the God who stands behind them.
下一件事要讲的是背十字架。
So next we need to discuss taking up your cross.
这个圣经里面，神要求我们与他一起走的时候，有很多很多的教导。
When it comes to following after God, there are many instructions in Scripture.
在新约里面马太福音还有其他的福音书里面都有这么类似的话。
Now in Matthew and in other Gospels, there is this phrase or phrases like it.
若有人要跟从我就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。
If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
十字架代表死亡啊。
A cross represents death.
死这个字、
death.
在原文里面的意思它的字根的意思是分离的意思。
Now the word for death in the original Greek means separation.
也就是说当我们要背起十字架来跟随主的时候要跟一个东西分开的。
It also means when we take up our cross to follow after God, it means we need to be separated from something.
这个东西叫做老我。
And what we are separated from is our old man.
这个老我是我们天然的我。
The old man is our natural selves.
生下来就这个样子。
When we are born, we already have him.
然后在学校里面念书后来在社会上面打滚这个老我越来越不被神所喜悦。
So as we go through school and then we begin to enter society and start a career, our old man becomes increasingly against God or opposed to God.
这节圣经说要舍己。
So when God says we need to give up ourselves,
我们一般人认为说哎呀我要舍己意思说我要把我的工作辞掉然后呢我就去念神学院什么等等。这个是比较窄义的舍己。
So when we speak of sacrifice, people think we mean, oh, we need to give up our jobs and go study seminary. But this is really a very narrow definition of sacrifice.
神如果有这样子的特别的感动的话你当然应该这样做。
Now if God particularly moves you to do so, then yes, you should go and do so.
但是更重要的一个己这个己是什么就是我们的老我。
But a much more important sacrifice we need to make is to put to death our old man or our old selves.
就算神对你的感动不是要你去把你的工作辞掉去读神学院。
So even if God's leading for you is not that you give up your job and go to seminary.
你只要是要做一个愿意跟神同行的人。
As long as you're willing to follow after God.
你都必须要舍去你的老我。
You will have to sacrifice your old man.
这谈何容易啊。
It's easy to talk about this kind of denial.
所以我就发现呢，我有一次在听到芝加哥的一位牧师就讲到，他说舍己的功课的确很难。
And so he said the lesson of denial or sacrifice. I'm sorry, a pastor I heard said that the lesson of denial or sacrifice was very difficult.
但是从小事做起。
But if you start from the little things.
有些人没有办法控制自己的暴躁的脾气。
Some people have a hard time controlling their temper.
这个暴躁的脾气是老我的一部分。
So an angry temper is a portion of our old man or our flesh.
他知道需要致死的。
He knew that he needed to kill it.
所以就慢慢慢慢的学习怎么样控制自己的情绪。
So he slowly learned to control his own emotions.
感谢主哦，这有很多的书啊。
So thank God there are many, many books about this.
喜林是这方面的专家哈。
My wife is an expert in this field.
对，为什么道理呢？因为他自己也有这样的毛病。
Why is she so good in this area? Because she has this character flaw herself.
以前啊，他在外面人家请他讲。所以他就讲这个婚姻啊。
In the past, when people would ask her to speak, and she would speak on marriage.
我说，我们的婚姻有很多问题啊，你怎么还去讲婚姻呢？
I would say, our marriage has many problems. Why are you going to speak on marriage?
他说我是久病成良医啊。
And she said, through the course of many sicknesses, I have learned how to become healthy.
感谢主，往往，我们如果愿意去对付我们这个老我的时候。
It turns out that if we are willing to continue to fight against our old selves,
我们就会累积一些经验。
We will start to develop a level of experience.
上帝会使用我们分享这些经验，造就其他的同工。
And God will make use of us to share these experiences to help other brothers and sisters in Christ.
好，下一个呢？上帝告诉我们要谦卑才能有尊荣。
And so next, God tells us that we must be humble before we can. Have a high position.
骄傲的人都希望有尊荣啊。
Everyone who's proud wants glory for themselves.
都希望人家尊敬他。
They all hope that others respect them.
这是骄傲的一个必然的一个，不是结果，是希望人家尊敬他。
Now this is a necessary desire of anyone who is proud, or an expected desire of anyone who's proud.
但是圣经告诉我们，真正的尊荣是从谦卑开始的。
But God tells us that true glory or true respect comes from humility.
箴言上面告诉我们，败坏之先人心骄傲，尊荣以前必有谦卑。
Proverbs says, but a haughty heart comes before stumbling, but with humility there is honor.
在新约圣经里面也告诉我们，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
And again in James it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
我发现那些在主里面侍奉多年的那些老仆人，
I realize that those who have served the Lord for many, many years,
没有任何例外,
there are no exceptions.
他们身上面都流出一个非常谦卑的一个气质。
They all have a spirit of humility about them.
我还记得离开我们多年的那个周老牧师，就是使者的那位老，他叫什么名字？我一下记不起来了。周大伟的爸爸，周祖培牧师，对，周祖培牧师。
So I remember Pastor Joe from AFC of many years ago.
Moses Chow was his name, yeah. 他已经离开我们很多年了。
He has already gone with the Lord for many years.
我还记得我第一次见到这位老仆人的时候。
But I remember the first time I saw this elderly servant of the Lord.
那个时候我还是一个新基督徒。
At the time I was still a young believer.
那个时候我们住在田纳西。
At the time we were living in Tennessee.
我就发现这个老仆人讲话还有他的一举一动都是流露出一种谦卑的一个气质。
I realized that this old servant of the Lord, everything he said and everything he did revealed a spirit of humility about him.
那个时候非常的吸引我。
At the time it was very attractive to me.
因为那个时候我已经知道骄傲是我最大的毛病。
Because at the time I already realized that pride was my greatest weakness.
感谢主，因为侍奉主多年以后，上帝会改变我们的气质。
Praise God that over many years of service, God will change our own character.
在他身上面看见上帝的荣耀。
And then you will see in their lives the glory of God.
我们对这样的人有无限的尊重。
We have a great deal of respect for people of this type.
他们的尊重，他们的尊荣来自于他们的谦卑。
Their respect and their glory comes from their humility.
我们也要学习怎么样在主里面能够得享安息。
We also need to learn how we can achieve peace or achieve rest.
我记得有一次在生命季刊所主持的这些福音大会当中。
I remember in one of the large gospel conferences.
大会的主持人要我主持一个这个叫做 workshop， 就是工作坊。
The organizer for the conference wanted me to run a workshop.
我跟另外一位姐妹一起来说，怎么样子能够在这个服事当中能够得到安息。
And so I and another sister discussed together how can we achieve rest or how can we have peace in the midst of working for God.
我就说啊，我说我们服侍主啊，都会满身的伤啊。
And I said that as we serve God, we will experience a great deal of pain and wounds on ourselves.
都需要有个安息的机会。
We all need an opportunity for rest.
我说我们在三角地区有一位长老，姓叶，叫叶长老。
I said here in the triangle, there is an elder named with the last name of Ye.
他呢就知道这华人教会里面的这些服侍的主的仆人们很需要一个休息的地方。
Now he knows that those who work in the Chinese American church need an opportunity for rest.
所以他在离我们这个地方大概一个小时车程的地方，在一个湖边买了一个很漂亮的一个房子。
So he bought a very pretty house about an hour from here on the lakeside.
他把它取名叫做基督仆人更新中心。
And so he gave it a name as a place of renewal for Christian workers.
意思说这个在这个地方啊，受伤的仆人可以到那个地方去疗伤啊。
And what it meant is that those who have been injured in the service of God can go there to receive healing.
喜林跟我也去过。
Me and my wife have gone there as well.
细节不讲了。
The details I'd rather not share.
跟我们这个教会的同工有关系。
It had to do with our coworkers here in this church.
因为不谦卑的关系。
Because of a lack of humility.
所以受伤了。
So we were harmed.
到那里去了以后真的是有一个休息的机会。
And when we were there, we truly did have an opportunity to rest.
我们本来说想在那边过夜的。
At the time, we thought we wanted to just spend the night there.
在那边祷告了一个早上。
There we prayed through the morning.
就睡着了。
And then we fell asleep.
一觉起来也在沙发上面就睡着了。
And as soon as we woke up, we fell asleep again on the sofa.
一觉醒来以后已经觉得好多了。
Once we woke up, we already felt much, much better.
那个时候我们影响我们的最重要的一节圣经。
At that time, the verse that was most influential for us.
耶稣说，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
This verse said, I am humble and lowly in heart. You should take up of my yoke, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light, and you will find rest for your souls.
这里主特别提到两件事情，第一，柔和谦卑是心里面的。
So first he said that he was humble and lowly of heart.
然后呢，要负我的轭，学我的样式。
And then the next is to take my yoke and learn of me.
我一仔细想想看，耶稣基督谦卑到一个程度，死在十字架上。
I've always thought that Jesus is so humble, he was willing to die on the cross.
他就是神。
He was God.
他却不以跟神同等为强夺的。
And he did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
他居然谦卑，谦卑到不能够再谦卑，再低下，最后居然死，而且死在十字架上。
And he became so humble, there was no way for him to be more humble as he was willing to die, and in fact die on a cross.
我们心里面受的这点委屈算什么？
The little bit of suffering that we experience, what does it count for?
当我们钉钉在十字架上的时候，
When we look at the cross,
心里面那些所受的这些委屈全部都没有了。
The suffering that we receive in our own heart becomes negligible.
感谢主，真正要得享安息就是要谦卑。
Thank the Lord that truly learning to rest comes through humility.
最后我们要看一下哈，神跟我们的关系。
Finally, we have to look at the relationship with God and ourselves.
我们跟神同行。
As we walk with our Lord.
神当然就在我们身边。
God is truly beside us.
我们看到我们所熟悉的这个诗篇第二十三篇。
Let's look at what we are very familiar with, Psalm 23.
我很惊讶地发现，这个诗篇里面讲到神跟我们的关系。
Here I've been amazed to discover that the psalm is in fact speaking of our relationship with God.
首先是第五节的下半。
Most especially in the second half of verse 5.
他说：“你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
”It says, "You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup overflows."
一个人如果要把油膏倒在你的头上的话，他在什么地方？
If someone is going to pour oil on your head, in what position is he?
这个被膏的人一定是跪在地上。
The person who is being anointed is certainly kneeling.
用油倒在他头上的一定在站起来，在他上面。
The person anointing him and pouring oil on his head is certainly standing above him.
所以这节圣经告诉我们，神在我们上面。
So this verse is telling us that God is above us.
然后他说，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
And it says you have prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
敌人在我面前啊。
So if my enemies are before me.
但是上帝却在我们跟敌人中间，他摆个宴席。
Well, God is in fact standing between me and my enemies and preparing a table before me.
神在我们前面。
In fact, God is in front of us.
然后他说，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
And then it says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
这个就像我儿子在学走路的时候。
Now, this is just the same as when my son was learning to walk.
我就怕他摔倒。
I was afraid that he would fall.
我就在他旁边。
And so I stood beside him.
然后呢，他学骑脚踏车的时候。
And then when he was learning to ride a bike.
他骑着脚踏车歪歪倒倒的。
As he was weaving back and forth as he was riding.
我也是跑了个上气不接下气，然后呢，在他旁边，要防止他摔跤。
I was running as hard as I could to prevent him from falling.
所以你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
So your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
这个牧羊人用杖、用竿在羊的旁边，在安慰这些羊。
So the shepherd uses the rod and the staff beside the sheep.
所以神在我们旁边。
So God is also beside us.
然后第六节说，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
So then in verse 6 it says, mercy and peace will follow me all the days of my life.
所以很明显的，神在我们后面。
So it's clear that God is also behind us.
最后23节的第六节23章第六节说，我且要住在耶和华的殿中。
And so then at last in verse 6 it says, and I will live in the house of the Lord.
所以我们在神里面。
So we are also inside of the Lord.
你看到没有，神在我们的上面，神在我们的前面。
So God is above us and in front of us.
神在我们旁边。
And to the side.
神在我们后面。
And behind us.
我们在神里面。
In fact, we are within God.
你看到没有，神跟我们的关系真是无所不在。
So God's relationship with us is everywhere.
怪不得他说，因你与我同在。这是诗篇23篇里面一句话。
So little wonder that it says in chapter 23 that you will be with me.
而且诗篇23篇的最后一句话就是直到永远。
And the very last phrase it says, forever and ever.
创造天地万物的神邀请我们与他同行。
The creator of heaven and earth welcomes us and invites us to walk with him.
我们需要谦卑。
We need humility.
我们有了谦卑，我们能够与神同行。
If we have humility, then we can walk with God.
而且也因为这样的关系，他跟我们同在直到永远。
And because of this relationship, he will be with us forever.
好，我们现在要开始要分享我们主的饼和杯。
And now we will share in the cup and the bread of the Lord.
我们请饼杯，服侍饼杯的弟兄，预备好。